rate of 98.8%. So almost 99% of the people in Peru have an ID card, are covered by the identification registry. To achieve that figure, as I said yesterday, we have an auxiliary registry office in 168 hospitals in the country. We also have mobile campaigns, mobile teams, our mobile social support and identification recovery teams travel to all areas of the country, particularly focusing on remote rural areas and areas of extreme poverty. There's also a team of mobile civil registrar staff who can register babies, children, adolescents who don't yet have a birth certificate, providing them with that birth certificate. And once that birth certificate is issued, they can simultaneously issue them with their identification document. So the rates are pretty high, thanks to measures such as the ones that I've just described. Also the fact that these services are free of charge and that these services are delivered at the grassroots level, going to those places where there are large numbers of children suspected not to have the necessary certification, identifying those places in collaboration with the Ministry for Education. And we also set up centres for civil registration in targeted areas of the country, including indigenous peoples, communities and remote areas. Thank you. I give the floor to the Deputy Minister for Health. I just wanted to pick up on a point that was made earlier.